844-967-2789. Well, Wisco Paul just stepped up to the plate and made a very generous gift. He has said that he's already won one t-shirt. He was the third caller today. He said he would like to donate the t-shirt to the fifth caller. Wisco Paul, thank you very much. Very, very generous of you. So the fifth caller today will win a t-shirt. The lines are lighted up. I'm going to go to them shortly, but I want to get out one thing. Remember Devin Nunez? Remember him? That piece of work? He was a committee chairman when they had the majority. He would sneak up to the White House at night and breach his confidentiality to the Congress and help Trump plot his response on the Russia investigation. Remember Nunez? And he was 24/7 Trump. Pro-Trump. Well, he really distinguished himself yesterday. He said that as a result of this impeachment proceeding against Trump, he thinks that Kevin McCarthy should and will face strong pressure if they win the majority in 2022 to impeach Joe Biden. Impeach Joe Biden. Just for the hell of it. For what? For trying to clean up Trump's mess. You know, Biden is a fairly moderate guy. He hasn't even mentioned Trump very much. I mean, not watching the impeachment, standing up to the Chaycoms, standing up to the commie Ruskies, trying to clean up the mess. $1.9 trillion he's proposed. COVID relief, unemployment comp, another extension on evictions, some forgiveness of student loans. So they're going to what? Impeach him? You know, let me tell you something. This Republican Party is coming to the point. This Republican Party is coming to the point of irrelevance based on simply they exist to damage the United States. They exist to damage our democracy. They exist to obey their donors. That's all they exist for. I'll tell you, now Nunez, I don't think is liked even in the Republican caucus. But remember, they have Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gymnasium Jim GYM Gordon, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Mo Brooks of Alabama, Gomer of Texas. It used to be they had a lot of reasonable people, although conservative, and a handful of nuts. Now they have a lot of nuts and a handful of reasonable people, albeit conservative. That is a sad situation. You have a guy like Devin Nunez, a former committee chairman, advocating right now, the guy's been in office, what, 3 weeks? What, has Biden been in office 3 weeks, maybe? And they're advocating impeachment in retaliation. It's a sick party. It's a very sick party. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks, Quinn. What's on your mind today? Dick of Madison.
Well, a couple of things. Good luck with that with a 64% approval rating. But I was just thinking of some people on the high end and the low end that are supporters of Donald Trump. And I just want to ask them a question, intellectually, honestly, answer it back, some of them. William Barr, what's he done for you, Mr. Barr? You held on to the Mueller report, turned it into something it wasn't, and possibly saved him from being convicted the first time. But now we'll just talk about rank and file voters and these kooks to attack the Capitol. Oh, okay. I'm going to give you the best health care in the world. Didn't do it. I'm building you a wall. Didn't do it. It must be I administered to the worst pandemic in 100 years perfectly. Oh, didn't do that either. Oh, infrastructure. Didn't do that. The only thing he gave you is a few executive orders and golfed on your dime for 4 years and, oh, by the way, a tax cut for the rich and corporate America.
Yeah, you know, that's really a good way to put it. And I think that some iterations of that are very much in the Democratic message, especially in the swing states. Because what has he done? He didn't do jack. And there was some interesting polling. I'll share it with you right now. You know, Trump There's a lot of speculation why Trump lost, because Biden was clearly experienced and competent, wasn't particularly flashy or exciting. There are a lot of flashier, more exciting, more identity politics oriented people running against him. But people basically felt we're not going to have Trump, Biden can go in there and do the job. He was vice president for 8 years. He knows his way around. That was basically it. But then the question is, it's hard to beat an incumbent president. Why did they vote against him? And why, he increased his vote in a lot of rural areas. He slightly increased his vote among African-Americans and Latinos and Asians, believe it or not. Now, it was a pretty meager vote to begin with, and he still lost them all overwhelmingly, but he actually increased them somewhat over what Hillary Clinton did against him. So how did he lose? He lost in the suburbs and exurbs, and in Milwaukee area, if you're familiar with the Milwaukee area, be places like Waukesha County, Washington County, Ozaukee County, Walworth County, even Racine County. Not that Biden won those, but there was an appreciable percentage of people who were probably Republicans or certainly independents leaning Republican. And Biden would shave 10 or more points off what Republicans normally do there, 10 or 15 points. What it was the polling showed people couldn't stomach Trump, and they couldn't stomach how he bungled the coronavirus, the pandemic. That's something that's visceral. Everybody can feel that. Everybody has a stake in that. And when Trump would cavalierly jeer at people who wear masks, put in absolutely no mandated national, from a leadership point of view, national safety standards, joke about injecting bleach and hydroxychloroquine, claims it was a joke on the bleach. He claims he took hydroxychloroquine. I don't believe he did. I don't believe he did. If you analyze what he said, he was talking about that somehow he had to keep taking it till the regimen was over, sort of like an antibiotic. Well, that's not what it is. It's not how you take it. He's pulling it right out of thin air. He likes to shoot his mouth off. Remember something. One of the most astute things I've ever heard about him was a guy who knew him well in real estate in New York going back 40 years, 50 years, known him all his life. And somebody said to him, "Hey, I hear that Trump's bark is worse than his bite." The guy goes, "Trump doesn't want to bite. He wants to be petted. He wants attention, adulation, and he'll do and say anything." And people looked at that and said, "We can't have an amateur, especially an ill-tempered, malevolent amateur, dealing with a pandemic where the United States has a quarter of the world's deaths and 4.5% of its population." I mean, somebody's doing a bad job. Somebody's doing a bad job. And for that reason, Trump lost significantly, and he still carried the suburbs and the exurbs overall, but he lost significantly among normal Republican voters. So the slight increase in the vote for Trump in rural areas and even among Democratic constituencies like African Americans, Latinos, Asians, and so on, didn't do the job. So, to your point, Dave, to your point, the fact of the matter is, and Dick and everybody who's raised this before, you're right. He promised a lot of stuff and he didn't do it. But what he does not understand, not only was there no fraud, but there's a reason why he lost. And that is because he's irresponsible, malevolent, and juvenile in how he handled the coronavirus. And people hire a chief executive and they don't just hire a guy and say, "Have a good time for 8 years," which is what he was doing. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.